Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 7th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Last week, the Iowa caucus came and went, and the results were different from what the pundits had predicted. The predictions for the Republicans were that Donald Trump would come out on top. Instead, he placed second, with Marco Rubio nipping at his heels and taking a closer-than-expected third place. Mercury is the planet of information and reports, and therefore journalism. Note that Mercury was in a stressful position relative to Pluto and Uranus, causing the reporters to go to extremes. Note, too, that Jupiter, the planet of judgment, has been simultaneously retrograde and conjunct Rahu, both of which distort the significations of Jupiter. So, Iowa is now in the rearview mirror. And it's on to New Hampshire for the next test of the presidential campaign horse race. So right away, there were another pair of debates. First was the Democrats, now down to just two, Hillary versus Bernie, last Thursday night. Here's the chart of the beginning of the debate. Note that Jupiter, the planet of truth and belief, is retrograde and conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point, which tends to obscure and confuse things. But Rahu is also the significator of obsession. So, simultaneously with obfuscation, we get an obsession to get at the truth. Interesting, too, that it's in the 12th house, the house of unresolved past karma. A lot of the debate was spent on whose record, Mr. Sanders or Ms. Clinton, made them a more bona fide progressive. Bernie says, Hillary Clinton represents the establishment. I represent ordinary people. And from Hillary we get, I'm a progressive who gets things done. Also, note the square aspect between Mars, planet of conflict, and the Sun, planet of authority. A lot of the debate was about who was more qualified, via their beliefs or via their experience. Bernie stayed on message the whole debate. Hard to knock him off his spiel. Note how Mars is transiting in his 11th house, the planet of action and victory, in his 11th house of ambition and goals. Simultaneously, Jupiter and Rahu are transiting his 9th house, keeping him stuck on his personal ideology. The proximity of Mars to Hillary's ascendant degree was clear during the debates. She was in full attack mode. Mars is nearly exactly conjunct her natal Venus, making her express herself with more passion. Ketu has been closely conjunct her natal moon, adding even more emotion. And then, on Saturday, February 6th, with 3 days until the New Hampshire primary, it was the Republican contenders' turn to take the stage for their final debate before the vote. Here's the chart of that debate, which took place in Manchester, starting at 8 p.m. Now, this is interesting. There are two exact square aspects going on here between two sets of planets. The square aspect is especially prone to conflict. Venus, the planet of compromise and agreement, is in exact square to Uranus, the planet of rebellion. Not much compromise possible there. And Mars, planet of aggression, is in square to the Sun, planet of reputation. Everyone in this debate was intent on destroying the other's reputation. And, of course, Jupiter, planet of truth, is quite disadvantaged, by being both retrograde and conjunct Rahu. The fact-checkers had a ball. Mostly, the contenders tried to show how tough they were on everything from bombing ISIS to waterboarding terrorists to forcing all pregnant women to give birth. Okay, so how's it look for Tuesday's voting in New Hampshire? Well, here's the chart of the start of voting, which technically gets started in the teensy town of Dixville right after midnight, in other words, in the wee hours of Tuesday morning. Mars, planet of conflict, shows up in the ascendant, still in Libra, the sign of social idealism. Note how Mercury, the planet of making decisions, and therefore integral to voting, has just moved into Capricorn, a sign noted for practical realism. And the moon, significator of the public, is in Aquarius, the sign of the social revolutionary. Well, this is all interesting, and we'll see how this one plays out. Also last week, Venus, the planet of negotiations and agreement, moved into place to become part of the Pluto-Uranus square. This put a lot of stress on Venus significations. Pluto indicates destruction and resurrection. Uranus is the planet of rebellion and disruption. Just 2 days after Syria peace talks finally got started in Geneva, the UN envoy for Syria on Wednesday announced a temporary suspension in talks, saying the process will resume later this month, hopefully. Meanwhile, the fighting, bombing, and destruction intensified as Syrian government forces lay siege to Aleppo, the largest northern city held by the rebels. Tens of thousands of Aleppo's residents fled the bombing and are now trying to get into neighboring Turkey. President Obama raised eyebrows last week by visiting a mosque in Baltimore, where he gave a speech on religious tolerance. Not everyone was thrilled by the president's first visit to a mosque during his presidency. Taking a look at Obama's astrology chart, we see that Jupiter, planet of beliefs, and Rahu, significator of great desire, are together at the end of the sign Leo, where they are conjunct Mr. Obama's natal Mars. Mars is the planet of action. The eighth house indicates transformations, crisis, and potential for humiliation. Mr. Obama received a lot of criticism for his mosque visit. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.